tax bill. The presentation we, Kristen and I are going to do has to do with preparing the data, the HCAPS data, for public reporting. And the rationale behind it is that all the good work in developing a survey, administering it, and analyzing the data won't have an impact on consumers and on the general public unless they can understand the data, the graphics, the language, the navigation, whether it's a website or a hard copy tool. The data needs to be salient to their concerns, and it needs to be something useful for the types of decisions that they make, either on their own with a clinician or with some other sort of information intermediary. So we're going to talk a little bit about background, what is Hospital Compare, the website that we've referenced before, a little bit of background about HCAPS, although you've probably got most of that background already, some key assumptions and challenges that we had going into consumer testing. We're going to show you some of the mock-ups from some of the late stages of testing. We'll talk about the methods we used, rationales, results, and the discussion, and then next steps for public reporting. What you see here is the homepage of the website, hospitalcompare.hhs.gov. It's hard to see on the handouts, but it's easy enough to read the URL and go to that site. You'll see that you start off with either selecting a hospital by name or by location, zip code, state, county. And after you've done that type of search, currently the type of data that's on the site is all clinical condition specific, so the website will ask you what condition you want to look at. We currently only have data on heart failure, heart attack, pneumonia, and surgical care improvement. So adding HCAPS is going to be a dramatic change given that it's relevant to all patients and it's not condition specific. Here I just want to give you a picture of the types of activity that occur on Hospital Compare. We typically have about 500 page views per month. When we added the 30-day hospital mortality data for heart attack and pneumonia, that shot up to about 4.5 million page views. And then the next month, that was June, and July dropped back down to about 1 million. This was without any real active advertising of the addition of that mortality data. So given that there's been a lot of interest already to HCAPS, we expect the spike to be even higher when HCAPS goes live. Now I'd like to turn it over to Kristen Carman from AIR, who will talk about the background and the testing that we did with AIR.
Thank you, David. Actually, a lot of the structure of this talk was done by David, so he very generously shared the podium. We've talked already a lot about the background. This was developed by the CAPS Research Consortium. I think the only two things I just want to remind you is that the CAPS surveys include the feedback of consumers, and what we really focus on is what consumers can uniquely and appropriately assess in terms of their care experiences. And as David and Bill and everyone has mentioned, what they want and need to know about hospital performance based on their own experiences. And those are sort of really the critical pieces. Let's see, it seems to be a better way to move it along, isn't it? In developing and testing the materials, the CMS and the project staff had some really new challenges to explore given the nature of how the CAPS data differed from existing data, which David just talked a little bit about. But if you think about the new possible measures CMS was contemplating for the site along with existing measures, which was the CAPS measures and potentially some 30-day mortality measures, we're looking at data that are measures that would have different types of data from different sources, so process outcomes and patient surveys for different time periods and with different sampling and statistical approaches. Some would be condition-specific, as David mentioned, like heart failure, and some not, like CAPS, which is hospital-wide. The HCAPS was also different in that it was all payer data, unlike the 30-day mortality rates, which were Medicaid, fee-for-service patients only. So just a lot of different things to be thinking about as a group and as a team. We really anticipated that the key task in our work was to devise and test ways of helping consumers understand the HCAPS data and how to use it with, rather than instead of, other hospital compare information. Some previous work had suggested that consumers were more likely to understand and be interested in the HCAPS data information, and certainly compared to the existing process of care measures. So one of our key tasks we were thinking of is how do we make folks use this in conjunction? It was unclear in terms of the 30-day mortality data, but we certainly knew in terms of the process measures it was likely, or at least we thought at the time, was going to be a challenge. I want to show you just a little bit of the tested mock-ups. Now, this is the final version that you have here before you. You remember David before gave you the old step three, which was people looking at the clinical condition specific measures and making choices. What you see up here is obviously, and it may differ, obviously, this is just a draft at this point. What the final decision by CMS will be is not yet decided. But it basically gives people a choice between reports from patients about their experience with the hospital, a very quick explanation, and then you can see the type of information, and then reports about how well hospital cared for patients with specific medical problems, and that's the condition specific. Again, then giving them options, do you want to look at heart attack, heart failure, pneumonia? So this was the segue or the gateway into the different types of quality information that we tested. We also tested mock-ups of the graphs, the information of the composites, right? So these were the displays we tested. I just want to note a few elements of this very quickly for you, which is that these mock-ups follow the basic structure of the color of the CMS site. We have a U.S. average, a state average. There's toggles on the right side for looking at this alphabetically ordered. What you're seeing in front of you is performance ordered data, which is how we tested this, is ordered by performance. People would have access to alpha order. They also have access to see a table view, which I'm about to show you. So this is the overall sort of summary information. And you'll notice at the top we give just a brief explanation, and you see some of that bolding to help people quickly and easily grasp what is this data about, what's this information about. So if they wanted to say, I want more detail, let me see this broken out, then they can look at the table view, which would be the next step in the navigation on the site. And the table view has very much of the same information. The only difference, obviously, is you have the table view, you have the sometimes or never, and then the doctors usually and always have a little bit more information on the breakdown of the composite. And what you see on the right-hand side is information on the number of completed surveys and the response rate. So here's the data that we tested. Now I want to talk to you a little bit about, well, if this is what we were trying to figure out, how people interpreted and understood, how did we actually do this? Well, in essence, we have a number of different methods where we get feedback. First of all, we did three rounds of website testing. And that basically involves one-on-one testing. You have an individual looking at the website. You're asking a series of very structured probes and sometimes open-ended probes, trying to understand how are they navigating and moving through the website. Are there any interpretation or other kinds of issues? It's basically a two-hour interview. It's quite a lengthy process of really working with people and understanding what's working for them, what's not working for them. We had four locations. We did this in Washington, D.C., Baltimore. We actually had two locations in North Carolina, one rural, one urban, and also in Madison, Wisconsin. Our subjects were MDs, RNs, that's generalists and specialists, caregivers, hospital patients, and hospital QI staff. We actually tested these materials with 77 individuals, 46 consumer caregivers, 9 physicians, 11 nurses, sort of as information intermediaries, and 11 hospital QI staff, which ranged in terms of their position. So it was quite a few individuals that we tested with. The other thing is we had a review by a stakeholder work group. We had a consultative advisory group, which was significantly involved in the process. We shared with this group many of the HQA members and other people involved in hospital reporting. We shared our approach. Then at every point in which we developed materials, we shared with them before testing to get their feedback online. and then shared back with that consultative work group our findings to get additional feedback on how to proceed. So this is an iterative process. Every process is development, testing, development, testing, development, testing, so that you're constantly feeding back findings from what you're doing into the development of the materials. I know I'm moving fast because I know we're running low on time, so what did we learn? Well, a few key themes. I think we already talked a little bit about how the factor analysis suggested that the questions about the patient's room being clean and quiet were correlated and could be used as a composite. But when we presented these back to consumers in a composite form, their reactions is that these were really measuring different things, and that didn't make a whole lot of sense to them. And so just because people tend to respond to survey questions and they sort of go in the same direction doesn't necessarily mean that's the best way to report information back. In this case, CMS decided analytically it made sense to simply report those as individual items. And so that's where it's this combination of your factor analysis, your analytic activities, but also making sure that the information makes sense to an audience and that they value the information, because if it doesn't make sense, it's hard for them to value it. In addition, I think I said to you, we expected age caps to be of more interest to consumers. We thought intuitively they would understand it. Obviously, it's based on what they think is important from their own care experiences. However, as it turned out, consumers who had been hospitalized for specific conditions represented in hospital care, remember the heart attack, heart failure, pneumonia, or surgery of some kind, they find the idea of looking at measures that more directly address their particular condition or care appealing, and they were very interested in that data. So people who didn't see their condition represented tended to gravitate more towards the HCAHPS data, the overall data. So it was kind of interesting, and we'll talk a little bit more about what I think people were really interested in, but clearly there was more interest in the condition specific, and there was sort of less of this problem of people not wanting to look at that data. They were very, really quite interested. The other thing we had done and we ended up kind of undoing was when we began testing the displays, we made explicit reference to the types of hospitals and the patients that were included and excluded. And we quickly found that putting so much of that information up front actually generated more questions than it answered for people. It's not that it's inappropriate for people to want to know that information, but we found, as we've learned over and over and over again, if you put too much technical information up front, you actually confuse people and they can't get to the data, or it confuses them about the value of the data. So we move that into other sections of the site. So that's sort of for consumers. We also, as I mentioned, tested with physicians. What was very interesting is physicians who were shown the composites really fell into two different camps. There were those who thought the data were critical for quality improvement, and those, not surprisingly for those of you dealing with physicians, who had concerns about the subjectivity of the data, and they thought patients were not necessarily the best sources for some of the data that they thought otherwise might be important. So, for example, some physicians indicated that they thought there were instances in which pain was important clinically as a diagnostic tool, which is true, obviously, and controlling pain was counterindicated. So they were somewhat uncomfortable sometimes with our measure of pain. What was interesting about the testing process is that many of the physicians indicated that once they saw the nature of the questions that were being asked of patients, the more they were able to see the value of this when it was more abstract concepts. So physicians might start out saying, feeling fairly negative, but literally we marched them through the data. They looked at every single composite and every explanation of the composite, and simply through the act of going through those composites, I think discovered more value for the data because they actually understood what we were asking. Back to the point Bill was saying, these are about patient experiences. It's not simple satisfaction. It's not if you smiled at me. It's really about concrete experiences and reporting on those experiences. So we found that it actually was an education process to have them actually see that. One last point on the overall themes of what we found out during the testing, and I think this was really important and interesting too, and I promise I'll do it in 2 minutes. We began the testing assuming ideally that consumers would prefer to see rank ordering of hospitals based on performance, and there's a lot of data to suggest that helps them cognitively process information. And that sometimes on particular, so, but in fact, our work group essentially predicted that people would have different dislikes or attraction to whether it's performance-based or alphabetically based. So if you were, they thought that if a consumer was looking for a particular hospital, seeing it alphabetically ordered would be the easiest way for them to find the information. And then they could link to the display about the information about that particular hospital. That certainly turned out to be true, but even still, more subjects preferred the performance-based sorting, and the performance-based sorting certainly helped the subjects grasp the meaning in the graphs more quickly. So that's why you have the two different kinds of toggles on this particular version. A bigger concern that subjects brought up spontaneously was the desire to have an option to print out all information about a particular hospital or two to take with them. So what they really wanted to do is to have a PDF or some other kind of printout to look at all the data on a hospital, maybe one or two, and sort of compare that side by side rather than each of the elements of the data, which if you think about it, makes sense. Now, I think what I can say is CMS is working on the logistic barriers to providing this information, and it's certainly something that they view as important to try to address in the future as best as they can. I think that's pretty true. And then the next steps, we've talked so much about this, I'm not going to say any more. The launch AgeCAPS measure is going to be in late March, spring 2008, and I certainly think David is right. You're going to see a major uptick in that interest in the website, and hope you all get a chance to take a look at it.